$750 million. That's how much USDA is spending to keep the New World screwworm out of the U.S. C.J. Miller has the story.
We are going even further and taking the most sweeping actions in our country's history to stop this pest in its tracks.
And that's U.S. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins, who recently rolled out a plan to keep the New World screwworm from coming into the U.S.
USDA will invest and build a domestic sterile fly production facility in Edinburg, Texas, which is situated about 20 miles from the southern border and complements the dispersal facility we have already begun production on, with a capacity to produce 300 million sterile screwworm flies per week. This facility will triple our current output and eliminate our sole reliance on Panama and Mexico for sterile fly supply.
She says USDA plans to spend an additional $100 million to identify new technologies and strategies for getting rid of the pest.
I'm calling on the brightest minds in the country to build on our existing tools and help us outpace this pest quickly and in the most innovative way possible.
Rollins also says that USDA is hiring new employees called tick riders for surveillance of the New World screwworm.
The tick riders are mounted on horseback and will provide the first line of defense against a New World screwworm outbreak along the U.S.-Mexico border. We're also training our beagles of the Beagle Brigade to detect screwworm infections and will be significantly ramping up our border surveillance program.
In the meantime, Rollins adds that the border with Mexico will remain closed to cattle imports. I'm C.J. Miller.
And I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.